Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a busy historic preservation advocate. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one in the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore aspects of our local history together. Note that facts are researched and opinions are my own. Today's episode features the famous Astoria sidewalk vault lights. First, what are they? Vault lights are those pretty purple glass squares that are embedded in the sidewalk panels in downtown Astoria. They allowed the basement level of a building, or the vault, to get lighting without the benefit of electric lighting. This old tech trick was used to light the interior of ships in the Age of Sail. Glass prisms were installed in the ship decks and lit the interior without dangerous oil or kerosene lamps. Sidewalk vault lights were invented in the mid-1800s. You see them in many other places. I have seen similar squares in Seattle and Portland. I saw round squares in Lower Manhattan in New York City. The glass was originally clear and has turned purple over time. The manganese in the glass formula absorbs the UV light and turns the glass purple, just like those antique bottles exposed to the sunlight. Manganese was used in old-time glassmaking to remove the green tints in the glass to make it perfectly clear. Think of it as a decolorizer. Clear glass was thought to be much more desirable. Nowadays, glass formulas have improved and don't require manganese. Thus, contemporary glass generally does not turn purple. The actual sidewalk panels are concrete reinforced with metal framing. This reduces breakage and provides a good walking surface. There are about 62 vault light panels in downtown Astoria. They were mainly installed in 1923 and 24 after the fire of December of 1922. The downtown core was destroyed in this disastrous fire, but more on that in a future episode. The sidewalk lights declined in popularity when electric lighting became cheaper and more available. Vault lights have increasingly been recognized as an important architectural feature of historic buildings and worthy of preservation. Unfortunately, they're often in disrepair. Locally, there is a program to replace broken vault lights managed by the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Information is on their website, astoriadowntown.com. The organization recognizes the value of preserving these vault lights. The cost of replacement glass squares is subsidized. New glass squares are colored purple to match the old ones. On your next trip downtown, notice the new purple glass blocks interspersed with the old ones. A good place to see the vault lights in action is the underground or the basement of an old historic building. You can actually see how they light up the basement level without electric lighting. The backlit panels of purple glass are absolutely stunning. If you're interested in learning more about these purple glass squares, go to the LCPS website at lpcsociety.com. If you have a topic you are curious or have comments about, please email me at forstromhouse@gmail.com. If you want to see pictures of my topics, check out my Instagram account. Find me at Astoria History Diva. I will try to end each episode with a quote I find meaningful in my work. Today's quote is from Jacqueline Kennedy. Americans care about their past, but for short-term gain, they ignore it and tear down everything that matters. I find this statement profound in these times. Thanks for listening to this first episode of The History Diva on KMUN. I'm truly honored to be on the air. Tune in next week for another dose of local history.